This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Barbados Union of Teachers calls for urgent action on environmental issues affecting staff and students of the St. Bartholomew Primary. Education Minister laments over the high number of graduates not honoring government's give back program. Justice of Appeal Jefferson Cumberbatch passes. The DLP announces major activities to commemorate Arobaro Day celebrations. And gunmen kill the prosecutor investigating last week's attack on a TV studio in Ecuador. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Barbados Union of Teachers, BUT, wants the relevant authorities to urgently deal with what they say is smoke from an incinerator at the Grantley Adams International Airport, which is affecting staff and students at the nearby St. Bartholomew Primary School. BUT President Rudy Lovell tells Starcom Network News that there's been an increase in emissions in recent weeks. The issue comes a day after residents of Nelson Street in the city complained of smoke from the incinerator at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital.
The effects of the incinerator at the Grantley Adams International Airport on the occupants of the St. Bartholomew Primary School continues to be of concern to the Barbados Union of Teachers and requires immediate attention and collective action. This environmental issue not only affects the well-being of our members, but also has severe consequences for the students at the school. Recently, there has been an increase in the environmental hazard or smoke caused by incineration at the airport, with thick smoke smoldering into the air. This unsettling issue is not just about the inconvenience it causes the workers at the school. It is about the adverse impact it has on the health and safety of the school occupants.
He said some on staff were granted requests to be transferred while others were forced to undergo emergency medical procedures.
The incinerator sometimes smolders for lengthy periods of the school day, and over some time has resulted in several teachers and students experiencing respiratory issues, with some teachers seeking and being granted transfers from the school. Additionally, it is suspected that as a result of this process, several teachers had to have their thyroid glands removed. The toxic fumes released from the incineration process not only compromise the air breathed at the school, but also pose a significant health risk to those exposed. As a responsible union and community member, the Barbados Union of Teachers cannot turn a blind eye to the potential long-term consequences of this issue.
President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell. Minister of Education Kay McConney expressed concern over recent statistics which showed a significant number of students not honoring government's Give Back program. She said that 90% of the students who graduated from the two major tertiary institutions on the island did not participate in the program. The Give Back program was launched in 2018 for all Barbadian students to participate or provide volunteer hours at various participating organizations across the country. Ms. McConney was addressing members of the Rotary Club of Barbados West, who awarded scholarships to four UWI students at the ministry's head office yesterday.
I am noticing that in the academic year 2022-23, 90% of those students who were supposed to give back hours from the University of the West Indies did not. I am seeing that 90% of those students who were to give back hours from BCC did not. And we have to be able to correct this. Not that it is a failing or a fault of anyone, but I think we have the opportunity to elevate volunteerism and help us to help each other at a time when we all need each other. And we're giving back is just about our country taking care of each other.
She said the program must be better promoted for students to participate.
We're now moving into, you know, developing the program, and as we do so, we certainly would like to see the uptake, right? So I honestly think that there's so many people out there wanting to give back. We just need to make sure that the opportunities for them to do so are well known and that they know exactly how to be able to put their talents to work for the good of all.
Minister of Education Kay McConney. Meantime, four graduate students at the University of the West Indies Cave Hill campus were awarded $5,000 each to continue their studies. The awardees, Kinara Innes, Divine Innes, Tiana Bell, and Chelsea Watson, are pursuing degrees in finance, economics, as well as the sciences. President of the Rotary Club of Barbados West, Gail Reeves, hailed the awardees for their academic pursuit.
Each of these awardees has demonstrated exceptional academic prowess, a thirst for knowledge, and a genuine passion for their fields of study. Their commitment to their education has been unwavering, and they have consistently gone above and beyond to achieve excellence. They have shown resilience in the face of challenges, and their determination to succeed has been truly inspiring.
President of the Rotary Club of Barbados West, Gail Reeves. The Barbados judiciary has been thrown into mourning by the death of one of its most senior members, Justice of Appeal of the Supreme Court of Barbados, Jefferson Cumberbatch. Justice Cumberbatch passed away at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. The highly respected legal scholar served as a senior lecturer in law and deputy dean of the Faculty of Law at the University of the West Indies Cave Hill campus before being appointed to the Supreme Court from January of 2020. While in academia, he served as chairman of the Fair Trading Commission and also held the position of chair of the Anti-Money Laundering Commission for almost 20 years. Justice Cumberbatch was for many years a newspaper columnist on legal matters. The Democratic Labour Party has announced its plans to commemorate the founding father, the Right Excellent Errol Walton Barrow. Speaking during a media briefing held at DLP headquarters, General Secretary Steve Blackett detailed the party's planned events for Errol Barrow Memorial Week, which begins this Friday and concludes on Sunday.
We're starting Friday the 19th with our usual lecture awards ceremony that will include a naming ceremony, which we will start with at George Street Auditorium. At 7 o'clock, the Errol Barrow Memorial Lecture. On the 21st of January, we are journeying back to St. John, this time to Carter's in St. John, for our Community Connects public meeting. We have 5 speakers so far identified to speak at that meeting, along with President Ronnie, dealing with many issues of the day.
General Secretary of the Democratic Labour Party, Steve Blackett. Training opportunities and exposure to digital solutions are just some of the benefits that the local credit union movement is expecting to see after signing a new agreement. The Barbados Co-op and Credit Union League Limited signed a memorandum of understanding with the Ghana Co-op Credit Unions Association, which will be mutually beneficial. Speaking during the signing ceremony at the league's conference room in Upper Kalamurok, President Kemar Cumberbatch outlined the main objectives of the agreement.
Some of the key areas that can be found in this MOU today focus on advocacy, training and development, education, deposit insurance, and digital solutions. So we as a sector are happy to facilitate where practical any initiatives that are in the best interest of the people. And as a financial cooperative, of course, we are looking at building generational wealth where possible. We don't want to see a situation where the sector dies out because we don't have that great cohort of young people coming together, coming up to take over from the more mature members of the movement. We are hoping that we can advance things that will be beneficial to both Barbados and to Ghana, and we're looking forward to strengthening that relationship in the coming years.
As president of the Barbados Co-op and Credit Union League Limited, Kemar Cumberbatch. And finally, a prosecutor in Ecuador who was investigating an attack at a television station in Guayaquil, the country's largest and one of its most dangerous cities, was shot dead yesterday. Attorney General Diana Salazar said Cesar Suarez, who had carried out other high-profile investigations in the past, was shot while driving a vehicle in the city. Suarez was also in charge of the Mastasis case involving an Ecuadorian drug lord who had allegedly received favorable treatment from judges, prosecutors, police officers, and high officials. Recapping the headlines. The BOT calls for urgent action on environmental issues affecting staff and students at St. Bartholomew's School. The Education Minister laments over the high number of graduates not honoring government's Give Back program. Justice of Appeal, Jefferson Cumberbatch, passes. The DLP announces major activities to commemorate Errol Barrow Day celebrations. And gunmen kill the prosecutor investigating last week's attack on a TV station in Ecuador. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.